this creature had no hair. That's right, not a single hair. Instead, it was covered from head to tail with armored plating, perhaps made of some type of high-tech steel alloy we'd never seen or heard of. Drover must have noticed all these details, too.
Hank, oh my gosh, what is that thing?
I'm not sure at this point. My best guess is that it's some kind of burrowing robot. And I don't think it's from planet Earth.
Me neither. You know, I'd kind of like to go back to planet Gunnysack.
Negatory on that. It's too late. We found the thing, and now we have to do something.
Well, maybe we could pretend that we didn't find it. I won't tell if you won't.
I gave that some thought. It's tempting, Drover, and that's just the kind of thing your ordinary dogs would do. Hide, go back to bed, make up an elaborate diaper of lies to cover their heinies. But we're the elite troops of the security division, and we have to be just a little bit special.
I'm especially scared. That's how special I feel.
I understand, son. One part of me wants to run away and forget the whole incident. But the other part says no. We must see it through to the bitter end. I could hear Drover's teeth clacking in the darkness. Try to be brave. Try to be professional.
What if I faint?
That wouldn't be brave or professional. Don't do it. I turned my gaze back to the garden and studied the creature again. If it had seen us, it showed no fear or concern. It appeared to be, well, just poking around in the fresh dirt, digging with its front paws. Well, it was time to act. Drover, I've got to get this report through to Control.
Control, this is Wooden Plumber. Over. Can you read me? Repeat. Can you read me? We have a crisis situation in the garden. Repeat. We have a crisis situation in the garden. Over.
In the tensionous silence, I waited for Control to come back. Nothing but static. The line went dead. I turned to my moon-eyed assistant. Well, Drover, it looks like we're on our own. Prepare for an assault. We're going in.